And Nimrod fled and returned in shame and disgrace to his land. And he was under subjection to Chedorlaomer for a long time. And Chedorlaomer returned to his land and sent princes of his host to the kings that dwelt around him, to Arioch, king of Elasar, and to Tidal, king of Goyim, and made a covenant with them, and they were all obedient to his commands. And it was in the 15th year of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, which is the 70th year of the life of Abram, and the Lord appeared to Abram in that year, and he said to him, I am the Lord, who brought thee out from Ur-Kasdim to give thee this land for an inheritance. Now therefore, walk before me, and be perfect, and keep my commands, for to thee and to thy seed I will give this land for an inheritance, from the river Mitzrayim unto the great river Euphrates. And thou shalt come to thy fathers in peace and in good age, and the fourth generation shall return here in this land, and shall inherit it forever. And Abram built an altar, and he called upon the name of the Lord who appeared to him, and he brought up sacrifices upon the altar to the Lord. At that time Abram returned and went to Haran to see his father and mother, and his father's household. And Abram and his wife and all belonging to him returned to Haran. And Abram dwelt in Haran 5 years. And many of the people of Haran, about 72 men, followed Abram. And Abram taught them the instruction of the Lord and his ways, and he taught them to know the Lord. In those days the Lord appeared to Abram in Haran, and he said to him, Behold, I spoke unto thee these 20 years back, saying, 23.